Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth. That's your number one resource for breaking news. I'm Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos.
Here's the thing, we might bring you stories, we might bring you treats.
Like Garbo's.
Today I am, like Garbo's, I find myself being a little bit of a Santa Claus for you Earthlings today, because I've got a gift for everyone!
Ron's brought some kind of gift. He's got like a little box and he's got a little button. That's great. You do that yourself? That's awesome.
You heard of Cadbury?
Yeah, I love Cadbury.
Right. Well, they hooked me up after last week. Turns out sponsors are through the roof last week.
I don't have to pay to be here anymore. We're actually making some money from that soup sponsorship.
We are making money, and business has never been better. I don't know why we didn't think of it before, but we are thriving, and if you'll excuse me while I take the lid off this box.
Okay.
This joint's full of chocolate.
That's a box full of chocolate.
Well, of sorts. You open the egg, and then the chocolate's inside. You see this outer white crust.
Yeah, that...
It looks egg-like, but it's full of chocolate.
Are you sure? I thought the chocolate eggs were usually kind of brown.
Oh, no. I think you're confused.
Oh.
So, this is a Cadbury egg.
Oh.
Do you understand now?
I see where I went wrong. I didn't...
Yes, it does have an enamel
outside. Part where it was Cadbury.
Exactly.
Yeah,
okay. You're getting it now. I'm really proud of you. The outside is enamel. It's biotin. It's all the things that make up the shell of an egg.
Every Cadbury egg is biotin?
Well, I assume so.
I just feel like I've had the regular chocolate ones, and maybe that's just Herc being old-fashioned.
I think it's probably something they maybe took it out of the shell for you because they didn't want you to hurt yourself on the shell.
My digestion is not what it used to be now that I'm 10 years old.
That's right. It starts to fade toward the end of one's
life.
As
I get more delicious.
I didn't want to go here, but I did ask for a bit of synthetic soup flavored in your style after last week's episode.
I feel like I'm not surprised by that. You were pretty on top of... You really wanted some.
I wanted some, and, well, let's just say he delivered.
I bet he did. He got us money, he got the sponsorship, and you got your soup.
I saw memories. I saw things of your life that, I didn't think possible, and should be said on air.
Hold on, you got my soup?
I got your memories, yes.
How'd you get bits? Did he take a bit of me when I wasn't looking?
Well, Mr. Ocaron said he plucked a couple hairs when you were talking to Tomlin after the episode. He made a sample soup for me, and, I drank it. What? I saw things I didn't want to see, Herc.
What did you see?
Well, I saw you flying out of your father's mouth, staring back at him as you did so. I saw when you were in the second point fifth grade, which would have just been a couple years ago now.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Recently, I saw this vigilantism that I didn't think was actually a thing, but turns out, yes, was a thing.
I've been telling you that I am a big-time vigilante.
Yeah, you have committed insane crimes in the name of justice.
And also stopped crimes.
Did you hear that?
Did the egg just, like, shake a little bit? Wait, there goes again.
Oh.
What the heck is that?
We should probably eat it before it opens.
Do the Cadbury eggs usually... I thought they just stayed... We open them. They don't open themselves.
Well, that's what I thought.
Well, look, it's opening up right now. What the heck? Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh, my golly. Oh, my golly. Hi. Hi.
Hello? What the heck?
There's a tiny little worm in my Cadbury egg.
Why is there a worm in the egg?
I'm a Cadbury representative.
You represent the company Cadbury?
Well, before we go off just giving you guys just whatever, before we start giving you free stuff, we gotta make sure that this, this radio station here is on the up and up. You know that it's got the, it's got chops. It's got two legs. It's got something to stand on.
You're coming for our chops, and you just came out of an egg 5 seconds ago. I'm 10 years old. I'm so confused.
Well, let me stop you right there. Let me just stop you right there.
Well, please.
Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Are you listening? I'm looking at you. Yeah, it looks like you're...
Tell me something,
it
worm.
It looks like you're hearing me, but you're not listening.
That's how I feel all the time. This worm gets it.
You get me. Tell
I get
me.
You.
Tell me your name.
My name is Ron Spackman.
Ron Spackman. Ron Spackman. You really... I see star quality in you, Ron.
In me?
I smell it. I smell it in you.
I'm Herc Dercules.
Anyways, as I was saying, now... We have to make sure that this podcast is, number one, completely family friendly. We can't hear any sort of inappropriate, vile, disgusting, filthy words.
This shit has always been family friendly from day one. Oh, what?
Whoa.
What?
I would apologize. He has never said that word on air before. This is entirely new, sir.
I don't know what came over me. That just...
I just want you to know that in Sector B-13, the term... Well, I won't disgrace.
You don't
this
have to say. Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I feel bad. That you brought that out of me. I feel like
it's just in certain places that's not really acceptable.
Tell me about some of the places it's not acceptable, Worm.
Well, I'd say Earth is a pretty big one. Did you know that that term is another term for refuse?
You're telling me that that word means refuse on Earth? This whole, like, forever.
Like defecation refuse?
Like defecation. Like trash.
Good heavens.
Like people you don't want to hang around.
I thought it was like a smile. Like a big old smile.
That was my understanding as well, Worm. I am so
similar
sorry.
Letters. Similar structure.
I can see where you got confused. And you know what? For that one, I'm going to tell the Cadbury boys, let it slide. Just let it slide.
Oh, thank the makers.
Cadbury, if you're listening right now, the worm that you placed in a Cadbury egg is saying to let it
slide. You called me Worm. Did you ever ask me my name? Ron?
Worm?
Yes.
You were interested in my name since day one.
That is right. This being day one. I have never been more interested. And as Ron Spackman, I would like to formally ask, what is your name?
See that?
See how easy that was, Herc?
See, that's star quality.
That was really easy. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Well, some brains are lower than others.
Because I'm short? Because I'm a short little girl.
Anyways, my name is Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Mary Cadbury.
Mary Cadbury. Are you the daughter of the famed tycoon?
Terry Cadbury?
Terry Cadbury.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Good heavens, this is a delight.
We have the real-life, genuine Mary Cadbury, daughter of Terry Cadbury.
And may I say, I am so sorry for the loss of Terry. I know that's a fresh wound,
yeah,
and we're grateful you're out of that mourning stage
2 days
so
ago.
You know, yep. It's been really hard.
Yeah, I bet.
And I did.
Oh.
Hey, you need a tissue here?
Hey, it's okay. Oh, come here. Come here, little guys. Perch on my finger.
Mary the worm is slobbering all over the microphone. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, God.
Hey. Look, I know my finger looks cozy. I'm going to set you on top of the microphone for a little second. I'm going to have...
Hold me longer!
Okay. All right, I'll hold you longer, Mary. I'm going to hold you just over here. I'm going to say something very quickly to my co-host, if that's all right.
All right, I'll close my ears.
Alrighty. Herc.
Yeah?
Do you know what a golden opportunity is?
A golden opportunity is like a good opportunity that comes along only ever so often.
I would have said it differently, but yes. Here's the thing. We have now established we were both fatherless.
Yes, we have.
Mary here is in a new terrain. She is lost. Oh, she's in pain.
We can bring a sense of closure, maybe some wisdom. To this period of grief.
Exactly. As two fatherless anchors, who's better to educate a small worm that came out of a Cadbury egg than us?
It's just gonna be us. We are going to fix the mental state of this worm.
All right. I'm gonna bring my worm back slowly so it doesn't fall off.
I'm not listening, but your arm is wavering.
That's right, Mary.
Hold me higher.
I'm gonna lift you up a little higher, Mary. Here
Hold me higher, I need natural sun.
Natural sun?
I need natural sun.
Let's open the blinds. Hold on. Is that too much, Barry? The levels are unclear. What level of sunlight do you need?
And which sun?
Slats! Slats!
Slats, Herc!
Oh, sorry. Slats, activate.
How's that?
Is that good?
That's perfect.
Oh.
It's helping me almost forget.
Oh.
Oh, forget the death of your father.
Oh, my God! Oh.
Herc.
Ron, I need to tell you something. I think I messed up by mentioning the worm's father.
It's not what you mentioned, it's how you did it. Watch this.
Okay, you do it.
Hey, Mary, I have a little question for you.
Anything!
Do you think the death of your father was your fault, and do you feel bad about it?
Are you wearing a wire?
Not just clothes.
And also the three microphones.
I will not say anything about the death of my father on air. Nothing will be published. I want my lawyer.
That's right. Herc, go get Mary her lawyer.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Here I go.
Mary, I am so... Yeah, okay, you keep going, Herc. Mary, okay, Herc.
Who's that guy in the corner?
It's Tomlin. He likes to watch. No, Tomlin, I think... Well, Mary, would you like a glass of water?
No water.
Snacks?
Can I say something to you? Off the air. Not you.
Okay.
Not you, watcher.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Can I say something confidential to you?
Absolutely. This is all off the record.
This is all off the record?
All right.
Well, I'm only saying this because I sense it in you, Ron. I sense you got great star power.
Mm.
I killed my dad.
Okay. Hold on. I'm back.
Hello, Herc.
Okay. I found your lawyer. I've got him right here with me. You see?
Herc,
you see him?
There's no one with you right now.
Oh, I know why. Hold on, here he is.
Oh, no.
It's me, the lawyer.
Hey, Mary?
I'm Mary's lawyer.
Mary, I think you're going to be in a lot of legal trouble in the coming minutes, if I'm completely honest with you.
Oh, well, he's doing like a counseling thing. That's what you're doing?
I'm here to help, Mary.
Does this seem helpful to you, Mary? Oh.
You see, I feel like this could be more helpful. Give me a case. I'll build on the case like the lawyers do. It's me, Herc. It's me.
That's Herc.
It's Herc.
Oh.
I put a hat on.
Mary, this may be incredibly helpful, actually, to build a bit of a legal case in case someone were to be, I don't know, on the way to the studio after certain things were said to arrest one of us here for who knows why.
Oh, what was said? I can help because I'm a lawyer.
Well, everything I said was off the air.
That it was.
And it was confidential.
Entirely.
But let's give you a little, brain teaser. Let's give you a little something to chew on.
Okay, wait, let me take off my hat first. Okay, now it's just me, regular Herc. I love brain
teasers. Back lawyer Herc.
Okay, yeah. Hold on one
Bring
second.
Back lawyer Herc right now, Herc.
So let's say hypothetically...
Yes?
...that I admitted to killing my own father. In a horrible way. In not a painless way. It was gory. It was long. He suffered.
Can you describe it in an even more specific way? Spell out exactly what happened so that I can help you.
So, it went in this way where I wasn't being given full access to my trust fund.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was giving me an allowance.
What was the allowance, Mary? We use credits in this...
Yeah, it's credits.
...in this lore.
Never ask a woman... Or a man.
Ron, that is so insensitive. Why would you never ask a woman her salary?
I am so sorry.
What next? My age? My weight?
I know your weight.
That'd be good to know for the case.
You know her weight? Yeah, she's sitting on my finger right now. Well, I know how much she weighs.
But you know exactly...
But I'm okay with you knowing because you have star power.
Thank you for saying that.
You're a special man.
You know, the tube selects who it selects to be gifted, and I'd like to think that maybe I shared a tomb in the birthing labs with some of the great broadcasters of before, some of the great Gomodians, but no one else really sees it, Mary. I feel...
Oh, well, you don't see it. You've got one of the ugliest faces I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's not great.
But that voice is so soothing.
If you hadn't backed that up right away, I was going to flick you across the room, Mary.
Well, I'm glad I am still alive.
That's right. Unlike your dad, exactly how did you start to... I presume you carved him, yes? Maybe slowly, maybe carved
a bit. Yeah, I set up a blood transfusion so that he'd stay alive. And then I cut off every single limb. And then severed the head. But I still had him alive. It was one of those guillotine situations where he was still alive for like a minute. And I just started like tossing him around with a couple friends like a football.
The trunk was alive and you were playing with it like a football. This is all very good for the case. I'm writing it all down.
Well, now if that happened, what are my chances at not going to jail? Say if I had just spilled my guts.
You have a 15% chance of not going to jail. And I think that's pretty good.
What if I have loads of money?
You have a 15% chance of going to jail.
Well, I like those odds, man.
Pretty good. I like those odds, too.
I will say, you're keeping a very calm demeanor, and yet you did make a little mess on my finger when he said that. So.
Oh, golly! Oh, it's okay. Golly.
It's okay.
Oh, that's so embarrassing. No, I cleaned it. Oh, golly!
Is that like toxic somehow? Is that can't be good for Ron. Like,
oh, no, it tastes fine.
Why'd you taste that?
I had to know she was safe, because I have a star power in me.
Breaking news! In the ongoing saga of Earthlings being complete bastards, director Ridley Scott is being sued by the galaxy's most kind and charitable species, the Xenomorphs. Scott's portrayal of the Xenomorphs in his Alien film series, depicting them as monstrous killers instead of the baby doctors and singing telegram delivery boys that they are known to be, has raised more than a few eyebrows. The four-time Oscar nominee has denied any willful wrongdoing, but in this anchor's opinion, it seems that Scott just hates to see empowered women in the industry. What do you think, Mary and Ron?
I was going to say, Mary, I don't know if you're familiar with the whole smear campaign Scott's been doing, but as something that came out of an egg just 20 minutes ago, I'd say this might hit close to home for you.
I think Ridley Scott is one of the most horrible, horrible people to ever walk this earth. It's so offensive. I mean, there was a time when we just said human, alien.
When was that?
When did we say that?
Those earthlings do it all the time.
They do
it now.
That's right.
And that's wrong.
It's what makes them so spacist. These earthlings are not building a good case
for themselves.
Yeah.
They're sexist.
Yeah.
And I've got a little secret for you.
What's the secret, Mary? Please tell us.
Cadbury's buying them out.
Cadbury is buying out all of humanity.
Cadbury's buying Earth.
Well, this is actually probably really good news. We're going to squash some of the Timothy Chalamet stuff. We're gonna fix the economy. Cadbury knows their stuff.
We're going to make Cadbury great again. Here's the thing, though. In the midst of your crisis with this whole paternal situation, are you sure you're going to pull off this whole buying Earth thing?
Well, I have found in my time that if buying something doesn't work, deadly force works better.
Can you tell us something about the company military force of Cadbury? I've heard that they have their own private army. That is well known, I suppose.
Yes. Imagine, if you will, 2 billion people, armed to the teeth, space marines, airships, tanks, bombs.
All of them covered in chocolate.
All of them covered in chocolate.
I really enjoy picturing it, actually. It's kind of sexual.
You ever watch Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
Where that kid drowns in the chocolate river.
Such a good documentary.
Favorite part of the movie.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
You dunk each soldier in a chocolate river.
No.
Oh.
They make their enemies drown in chocolate.
Oh, I see. There's a chocolate river that is taken with the army, and then the enemies are dunked in it.
I see.
That makes more sense. I was like, man, those soldiers are really going to have like some issues, some mental issues.
There's going to be some stuff going on. That said, does anyone else hear sirens?
I think I do hear some sirens.
Maybe some sirens. Mary, I appreciate everything you've said about me, and I think you're completely right. And I don't want what comes next to diminish the fact that what you said about me is still very true.
Ron, there's nothing that you could have possibly done to hurt me or ruin my life. I mean, I feel like I've really found a kindred spirit in you.
I feel the same.
And I hope that Cadbury, through my leadership, can give you boys millions, billions of dollars to grow your program.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good, Ron. That's such good news. Everything's good here.
That is great news. Here's the thing. I think those sirens on the way, Mary. I might have deceived you about the show and the confidentiality of it. It is called Live from Zarloff. The mics are hot.
You filthy good-for-nothing piece of crap.
Now, hold
on. You're not going to get a single cent from me. You're not going to get a red dime. You don't have a single ounce of star power. Hey, I'm sucking it out of your hand as we speak. Hey. I'm sucking it out of your hand.
Can we
I'm
all just calm down for a second?
It's burning. My finger hurts.
I'm going to suck it off.
It's going to be... You're going to suck...
It's got two little fangs in my finger. It hurts. Hurt. Tomlin,
get tweezers. I got it. Look, okay, hold on. I got the tweezers. Let's get in there.
Release me, man.
Okay. This has gotten a little out of hand.
I am bleeding, hurt. So I gotta go tend to this. I don't know if it's infectious. I can't deal with Mary.
Fine, Ron. I'm
It's poisonous. It's poisonous.
I'm playing catch up.
You hold on to Mary while
come here, Mary.
I have to make sure I'm not poisoned by her love. Okay. You freak. I have star quality.
They don't.
Okay, Mary. Now that you're on my tiny finger, I want you to give me a little bite. Just give me a nibble.
Ew.
Yeah, give me a nibble.
Ew, no, you're making it weird.
No, it's part of something.
No, it's weird.
Don't worry. Give me a little nibble.
No. Open up in the name of the law with the robot police.
Oh, God.
Mary, I think the robot police are here to get you.
Oh, golly.
Open this door.
Don't do it.
Tomlin, get the door.
Oh, hey, Tomlin.
Tomlin knows everybody.
Is there a Mary Cadbury around here?
This is Mary Cadbury right here on my...
Don't tell me out.
Holy hell,
she's tiny.
This is Gary Cadbury on my finger.
Good heavens. That was close. We're looking for a Mary Cadbury who confessed to a heinous crime.
Oh, sorry. No Mary here.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like anybody we know.
Just old Gary. Just Gary. Old Gary.
See, this is Gary. See? Right.
Any relation to Mary?
No.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. See, all good.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If you see a Mary Cadbury, she is wanted. She is dangerous.
I'll say she's wanted. I'll say.
Here's the only question I have before I leave.
What is it?
Do you know if Mary has a lawyer we can be in contact with?
I believe Mary does have a lawyer. One moment. I'll get him.
Is this a Cadbury egg?
That would be, in fact, a Cadbury egg.
Can I eat a little bit of it?
I wouldn't, but you can.
No, it won't hurt me. I'm a robot.
Take
They're very tasty and totally food safe.
Yeah.
That is tasty.
Yeah, get into it.
All right. Are you the lawyer?
I'm a lawyer.
Where'd the other guy go?
He went into the back.
Interesting.
I'm Dirk Hercules.
Well,
the
Dirk,
lawyer.
As her legal representation, I must let you know.
Yeah.
If we find Mary, she will be shot on sight. We will not ask questions.
But what if Mary is so small that you can't even shoot her properly?
I didn't even think of that.
Ever thought about that?
What if, and I'm just spitballing here, Mary's lawyer offers to take her place?
Well, that would totally work for us.
Hold on.
I think I have it on good authority that he's willing to take her place.
Gentlemen, this is Mary Cadbury on my finger right here. This is Mary.
And this is my lawyer who's agreed to go with you.
No,
for life or longer.
Wait. I'm Hercules. I was also pretending.
Gentlemen, Dirk Hercules made an escape. We have to find him. Give me that worm.
Here, you take it.
No!
You just take Mary.
Stop wiggling. Well, wiggling so much.
I haven't heard Mary make that sound. Yeah, but man, Mary, calm down. I think you're making it harder for yourself. You're just, man, you are just wiggling all
over. Don't stop motorboating me. I'm going to put you in my coat pocket, but I'll keep the cups off you if you stay still. You understand?
Why'd you put them between your breasts to start with?
That's where my little pocket is. It's where my shirt pocket is. I had to go that way. It was on the way.
Why is it in the middle of your uniform?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I won't be taking questions. I'm the robot police.
All right, robot police. I'm sorry. I just have so many questions.
I'm being smothered.
Well, you like it.
Yeah, should have thought of that before you tried to shell out your lawyer.
Stop resisting arrest.
I think she's just kind of in your little pocket there. She's doing all she can. That's how she moves.
Mr. Hercules?
Yeah, that's me. Hercules.
If you see Dirk Hercules...
Yes?
You are to call us immediately.
What did Dirk Hercules do?
He's the lawyer.
Yes?
He is complicit in these crimes.
I see. If I see Dirk Hercules, the lawyer, I will make sure to contact the robot police immediately.
Alrighty. Well, we're going to head out. Here's the thing, though. If you see Ron, I'm a huge fan. Love the show. Big Ron's Pac-Man fan. Let him know I think he has a star quality.
He'll be back in just a minute if you want to talk to him.
Well, I wouldn't mind. Do you mind if I hang around? Where'd Mary go? She's out of my pocket.
Wait,
where'd she go?
How did Mary get out of your pocket?
She doesn't have star power!
I lost her. I don't even know
where that came from.
I can't find her.
Well, Mary is just gone.
Officer,
I'm sorry. She is just... There's no getting her back now.
Oh, so turns out it's not deadly and she's not venomous. I don't know why I thought that. Oh, hello, robot police. Hello.
Ron, you have missed so much. Dirk Hercules escaped. Mary escaped. And this officer has a breast pocket in between his breasts.
Was this an alter ego type situation, Herc? Is that what we're...
No. It's just Dirk Hercules, the lawyer.
Mr. Robot Police.
Yes.
If someone were to turn in Dirk Hercules, would they be compensated financially? Let's say they just lost an insane deal that would have netted them billions of dollars. Would they receive a big payout, or would it be better for them to, I don't know, bribe their associate to keep their mouth shut? What do you think of that, Mr. Robot Police?
Well, honestly, if I had to think about it, I think the most important thing is friendship. Not selling out your friend is important in any life situation. Mary's on my leg! Oh my God, she's on my leg!
I got you!
Help! Somebody help me!
Get him! What? Get him! You get into that wiring, girl!
She's got my leg! She's waiting my...
She's really going at him.
I'm dying!
This has been Live from Zarloff. I'm Herc Hercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman. Mr. Robot Police, are you all right?
He's bleeding out. He's oiling.
I'm dead.
No! Oh, this is a terrible end to the episode. Let's cut this. Top cut. Let's just cut. Oh my gosh, how are we ever going to explain this?
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Hercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Ben Perry as Mary Cadbury. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
I know my finger looks cozy. I'm going to set you on top of the microphone for a little second. I'm going to
have... Hold me longer!
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay.
Mary, sad Mary. Okay.
Okay, I got you.
We got that whole thing.